The Lord didn't make the sun until the fourth day.
That is correct.
That first day, well, what do you think? It was 24 hours long?
The Bible says it was a day.
Well, it was no sun. How do you know how long it was?
The Bible says it was a day.
Well, was it a normal day, a literal day, 24-hour day?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I do not think about things I do not think about.
And that's from Inherit the Wind. And what do you do when a person gets to the point of saying, I do not think about things I do not think about? You have hit a steel wall. They will not talk. They are evading. They are refusing to think about things that are important to them. In this case, the person needed to think through the questions that were being raised, in this case about religion, but any issue in your life. It could be a relationship issue. And they just put up that steel wall. I'm not going there. I'm not going to think about it. Why? Because they have chosen in their life to go by authority rather than to use the wonderful ability to think for themselves that earns them self-esteem, self-respect, that gets them the values that they want in life rationally. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And you can call in anytime. I'm a clinical psychologist, and ask me a question. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That again is toll free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And right now I want to welcome Alexis to the show. Alexis, you are having a problem. You're 13 years old, I understand.
Yeah,
tell me what's going on.
Well, my mom doesn't call or talk to me anymore at all. Like, she is out of the picture. I live with my grandma. I don't even think she loves me anymore.
Well, what happened?
Well, my mom and my grandma got in a fight because of some of my friends, because they were black. My mom is white. I'm Hispanic and black also. And my mom says she doesn't want me hanging out with black people. She hates black people and that she doesn't want me to have anything to do with them. And I went against that.
And you're 13 years old. Are these good people? Are these, I mean, forget about the color. Are these decent people that you...
Yes.
Are they good friends?
Yes, they are.
So that's telling me, what about you?
You know, it upset me very much. I told her that it upset me, and she basically told me that she doesn't want anything to do with me anymore.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on with your mother, but I want to tell you that I am very impressed with you. Because if these people, I don't care what color they are, black, purple, orange, white, I don't care. If they were bad influences in your life, if they were drinking and drugging and really not encouraging you the best in you, you know, good friends will encourage the best in you, they're cheerleaders for you. Mm-hmm. If they were really, you know, getting you into a life that was not healthy for you in whatever way that would be, then I would agree with your mother, not about the black thing, but about the friends, that they are not friends in the true sense of the word. Mm-hmm. But if your mother's only argument is this, the racist by the horrible argument about something that's totally non-essential, the color of their skin, then I say that you have enormous courage to remain friends with your friends. I think it's your mother's problem that she needs to work out. Now, I don't know her history. Sometimes people have a trauma in their past where they draw a conclusion, like people who might have fought in a war against, let's say in Japan, they might, the Japanese might have been their enemies, and they were shooting at them. And then, they go into a store or a Japanese restaurant, and they still get that feeling of, oh, my God, they're my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to work through that. That's trauma from, war-related trauma. They have to work through it and realize that each person is an individual, Alexis, and that you judge a person on their individual, what the person's made of themselves, not the fact that they happen to look Japanese or come from Japan or, in your case, the color of the skin. So tell me, what does Grandma say to you?
My grandma told me that I'm going to have to just buck up and just deal with it.
How?
I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to go day by day. You know, like I've tried to call her. She doesn't answer the phone, you know.
So you're chasing her and she's just shut the door shut for 2 weeks?
Yep. And it's been longer than that, but...
If it, say it again?
It's been longer than that, but...
Yeah, what do your friends say? Do they know about this?
Yeah, they do.
What do they say to you?
They say that it's mean and that she's a mean person.
Yeah. And what do you think about that?
I think what she did was mean, but I don't think she's a mean person all in all.
What do you love about her?
I love that she's my mother, and I love, hopefully, that she loves me. And I respect her, and I respect what she says, and if she believes that way, then I guess she believes it.
Is it rational or not? Is it based on fact? Are these bad people because of their color?
No.
Their skin color. So your mom is making, she's making a bad choice.
Yeah.
And what is her resolution good, to try to force you to give up these friends, or what is she doing? What do you think is up with her?
She wants me to just shut the door on all of them, but I don't want to do that.
What would that do to you if you shut the door on these particular friends? What would that be saying to your mother, and what would it be saying to you?
That'd be telling my mother that it is, that she is right, and it'd be kind of trying to teach me that that's true. Even though it's not.
And it would be teaching you to go by your own judgment or your mother's judgment, other people's judgment.
My mom.
Yeah, and if you made that choice once in life, what would happen if your mom didn't want you to go to a particular school that you really wanted to go to, or have a particular career that was a decent career that she didn't want you to go into? What choice might you make then if you make the choice now that mom is right, just give in, appease her, I know it doesn't make sense, but I'll go along with her?
I wouldn't get what I needed.
You wouldn't be true to yourself, would you?
No.
You'd be betraying yourself. So your mom has put both of you in an awful bind, because my guess is she's really sad and she loves you. And she probably, hopefully in private moments, she's questioning herself, because she really should question herself. Would she consider therapy?
No, she refuses to go.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
That she doesn't want to change.
It tells you that she probably doesn't want the truth to come out. Because therapy, you've got a mediator there. It's not just you and your mom, but it's somebody else. What, is Dad in the picture at all?
Well, I went to a therapist, but she stopped working.
Who did, the therapist?
Yeah.
You went privately?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your father? Is he in the picture?
No.
Oh, what happened with him?
Well, my mom got pregnant with me when she was 17.
Okay.
And my mom told my dad that I wasn't his, so yeah, even though I was.
Okay, so there's another confusing part. Are you okay with that?
Not really. That kind of makes me mad, but...
Oh, I would so love for you to get some therapy so you could talk with someone. I mean, we're only talking for a few minutes here, but you had the courage to call in. You had the courage to stick to your guns, and you still love your mother and you want to connect and you don't know how to resolve it. Has Grandma given you any advice?
She just... Not really.
Okay.
Fuck it up.
I would work with Grandma and see if you could get some therapy for yourself. I would recommend what is called a cognitive therapist for your age. You could also get a book, How to Talk So Teens Will Listen and Listen So Teens Will Talk. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. That may help give you some communication skills to work with mom a little better.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, you've got an enormous amount of courage, and I hope you can remain true to yourself and help mom learn that she's making a very big mistake, that she's judging people on non-essentials, and reconnect with her. It may take a while. Listen, I wish you so much success with this. I wish you good friendships, and I wish you a very good relationship with your grandma.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Alexis.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. And what would happen to you if you were in a traumatic event, say a robbery or an automobile crash? I was recently in one, or a fire or a layoff from work. What would be the aftermath of such an event on you. And I don't mean just the day that it happens, but later, throughout your life. When we return, I'll be talking about these issues with a trauma and crisis expert, Dr. James Campbell, who is the author of Hostage, Terror, and Triumph. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER, D-R-K-E-N-N-E-R.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by Drs. Kenner and Locke.
If you and your partner do not like exactly the same methods or techniques of intimacy, you can informally take turns doing the things each partner most prefers so that each partner is assured of enjoying pleasure. Taking turns should be done with goodwill, not with resentment. Resentment results when you or your partner thinks my desires are important and good, but yours are trivial and stupid. And while it's benevolent and loving to fulfill your partner's desires, there may be certain techniques or acts that one partner strongly dislikes. In some cases, a loved one may learn to like something he or she did not like at first. But this is not true in all cases. If your partner strongly dislikes some activity, you need to fully respect your partner's right to say no.
Download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.